He estimated a figure of 30 million species of insects for the entire planet, a figure he later said was too conservative. Others using the same or similar data have come up with figures of 13 million, 80 million, or 100 million insect types, underlying the conclusion that however carefully arrived at, such figures inevitably owe at least as much to supposition as to science. According to the Wall Street Journal, the world has about 10,000 active taxonomists. Not a great number when you consider how much there is to be recorded. But, the journal adds, because of the cost, about $2,000 per species, and paperwork, only about 15,000 new species of all types are logged per year. It's not a biodiversity crisis, it's a taxonomist crisis, barks Cohen Mace, Belgian-born head of invertebrates at the Kenyan National Museum in Nairobi, whom I met briefly on a visit to the country in the autumn of 2002. Well, there were no specialized taxonomists in the whole of Africa, he told me. There was one in the Ivory Coast, but I think he has retired, he said. It takes 8 to 10 years to train a taxonomist, but none are coming along in Africa. They are the real fossils, Mace added. He himself was to be let go at the end of the year, he said. After 7 years in Kenya, his contract was not being renewed. No funds, Mace explained. Writing in the journal Nature last year, the British biologist G. H. Godfrey noted that there is a chronic lack of prestige and resources for taxonomists everywhere. In consequence, many species are being described poorly in isolated publications with no attempt to relate a new taxon to existing species and classifications. The formal word for a zoological category, such as phylum or genus, the plural is taxa. Moreover, much of taxonomists' time is taken up not with describing new species, but simply with sorting out old ones. Many, according to Godfrey, spend most of their career trying to interpret the work of 19th century systematicists, deconstructing their often inadequate published descriptions, or scouring the world's museums for type material that is often in very poor condition. Godfrey particularly stresses the absence of attention being paid to the systematizing possibilities of the Internet. The fact is that taxonomy, by and large, is still quaintly wedded to paper. In an attempt to haul things into the modern age, in 2001, Kevin Kelly, co-founder of Wired magazine, launched an enterprise called the All Species Foundation, with the aim of finding every living organism and recording it on a database. The cost of such an exercise has been estimated at anywhere from $2 billion to as much as $50 billion. As of the spring of 2002, the foundation had just $1.2 million in funds and 4 full-time employees. If, as the numbers suggest, we have perhaps 100 million species of insects yet to find, and if our rates of discovery continue at the present pace, we should have a definitive total for insects in a little over 15,000 years. The rest of the animal kingdom may take a little longer. So why do we know as little as we do? There are nearly as many reasons as there are animals left to count, but here are a few of the principal causes. Most living things are small and easily overlooked. In practical terms, this is not always a bad thing. You might not slumber quite so contentedly if you were aware that your mattress is home to perhaps 2 million microscopic mites, which come out in the wee hours to sup on your sebaceous oils and feast on all those lovely, crunchy flakes of skin that you shed as you doze and toss. Your pillow alone may be home to 40,000 of them. To them, your head is just one large, oily bonbon. And don't think a clean pillowcase will make a difference. To something on the scale of bed mites, the weave of the tightest human fabric looks like ship's rigging. Indeed, if your pillow is 6 years old, which is apparently about the average age for a pillow, it has been estimated that one-tenth of its weight will be made up of sloughed skin, living mites, dead mites, and mite dung, to quote the man who did the measuring, Dr. John Maunder of the British Medical Entomology Center. But at least they are your mites. Think of what you snuggle up with each time you climb into a motel bed. These mites have been with us since time immemorial, but they weren't discovered until 1965. We're actually getting worse at some matters of hygiene. Dr. Maunder believes that the move toward low-temperature washing machine detergents has encouraged bugs to proliferate. As he puts it, if you wash lousy clothing at low temperatures, all you get is cleaner lice. If creatures as intimately associated with us as bed mites escaped our notice until the age of color television, it's hardly surprising that most of the rest of the small-scale world is barely known to us. Go out into a woods, any woods at all, bend down and scoop up a handful of soil, and you will be holding up to 10 billion bacteria, most of them unknown to science. Your sample will also contain perhaps a million plump yeasts, some 200,000 hairy little fungi known as molds, perhaps 10,000 protozoans, of which the most familiar is the amoeba, and assorted rotifers, flatworms, roundworms, and other microscopic creatures known collectively as cryptozoa. A large portion of these will also be unknown. The most comprehensive handbook of microorganisms, Berge's Manual of Systematic Bacteriology, lists about 4,000 types of bacteria. In the 1980s, a pair of Norwegian scientists, Jostein Goksor and Vigdis Torsvig, collected a gram of random soil from a beech forest near their lab in Bergen and carefully analyzed its bacterial content. They found that this single, small sample contained between 4,000 and 5,000 separate bacterial species, more than in the whole of Berge's manual. They then traveled to a coastal location a few miles away, scooped up another gram of earth, and found that it contained 4,000 to 5,000 other species. As Edward O. Wilson observes, if over 9,000 microbial types exist in 2 pinches of substrate from 2 localities in Norway, how many more await discovery in other radically different habitats? Well, according to one estimate, it could be as high as 400 million. We don't look in the right places. In The Diversity of Life, Wilson describes how one botanist spent a few days tramping around 10 hectares of jungle in Borneo and discovered 1,000 new species of flowering plant, more than are found in the whole of North America. The plants weren't hard to find, it's just that no one had looked there before. Goen Mace of the Kenyan National Museum told me that he went to one ploughed forest, as mountaintop forests are known in Kenya, and in a half hour of not particularly dedicated looking, found 4 new species of millipedes,